He lived his songs. He didn't never had read the books about folk songs where you're supposed to be unrelated to the songs you sang. He was related to the songs he sang. They were personal to him. Another song he sang was about the 23rd, on the 31st of May. As I can figure it out by history, it was down the Shenandoah Valley, 31st of May in 1862. Now here is a group of men marching out from New York State on this great crusade. And what happened to them there? Just a couple of stanzas of that, as he sang it again. The 23rd was drawn in line and ready for the strife. Each man for his country would freely give his life. The first volley that they fired on us, they shot our flag away, and gallant Boggs fell cheering them on the 31st of May in the Shenandoah Lowland. Lowlands, low, in the Shenandoah lowlands, low. Here's a health and prosperity to gallant Colonel Neal. Likewise, our other officers, their hearts were true as steel. Here's a health to every private that stood by them that day and boldly fought for their colors on the 31st of May in the Shenandoah Lowlands. Lowlands, low, in the Shenandoah Lowlands, low. And Anne was there with her recording, with her notebook, taking down everything he said, and taking down all the words, and I was getting the tune. Years later, we went back with a recording machine and got down many, many, many songs from that old gentleman that have been preserved in the Library of Congress now for you. He's gone.